to Germany now, where Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke bluntly this weekend on the subject of immigration. She said her country's attempts to create a multicultural society had been an utter failure, and that immigrants need to do more to integrate into German society. A recent survey by the Friedrich Ebert Foundation showed that 30% of Germans believe the country is, quote, overrun by foreigners. And Merkel's comments reflect a growing and increasingly bitter anti-immigration mood, especially toward Muslims. From Berlin, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Chancellor Merkel had talked tough about integration before, but until her weekend speech to young members of her conservative Christian Democratic Union Party, she'd always tempered her remarks with calls for tolerance. Saturday, Merkel seemed to take a strong tack to the right, issuing a broadside devoid of the usual niceties. In a reference to the mostly Turkish laborers known as guest workers who flooded into West Germany in the 1960s, Merkel said that while Islam is a part of Germany now, attempts to create a multicultural society have not worked.
We kidded ourselves a while. We said, they won't stay. Sometime they'll be gone. But this isn't reality. And of course, the approach to build a multicultural society, to happily live side by side with each other, this approach has failed. Utterly failed.
Merkel reiterated that immigrants need to learn to speak German in order to do better in school and integrate. Her speech may further inflame an already heated debate here. A recent anti-immigration polemic titled Germany Does Away With Itself has become a bestseller here. German central bank member Thilo Sarrazin was forced to step down after publication of his book, which argues that Muslim immigrants are sponging off welfare and undermining Germany's culture, economy, and way of life. And Merkel's speech comes after the head of Bavaria's state government, Horst Seehofer, with Merkel's sister party, the Christian Social Union, said the party stands, quote, for the majority German culture and against a multicultural society. Seehofer also called for an end to new immigration from Turkey and Arab countries, an idea denounced by opposition politicians as well as leading Jewish and Muslim groups. Manuela Schwesig, a vice president with the opposition Social Democrats, called Merkel's speech a shameless embrace of a, quote, Seehofer-style black-and-white debate about immigration, instead of really addressing the problems. She added that the country needs more highly skilled immigrants, a point made by Merkel's own labor minister, Ursula von der Leyen.
We need qualified workers from abroad, my friends. Not everyone can come, that is clear. But we do not have enough qualified immigration.
Indeed, the irony in this whole debate is that Europe's largest exporter, with its surging economy and an aging population, desperately needs more skilled workers. The solution seems like a no-brainer. Do more to utilize immigrants that are here and encourage others to come. But that's not happening, says Stefan Pfister, the head of human resources at Bitkom, which represents more than 1,300 German IT, new media, and telecommunications companies.
Politics is still very much dominated by the ideology that Germany is a non-immigrant country, unlike the US or Canada, for example. We have to open up our borders, enter into a much more active international recruiting process, which hasn't been done yet.
Germany still has some of the toughest immigration and citizenship laws in the European Union. Those regulations are hurting fast-moving high-tech businesses here. A survey this summer by the Industry and Trade Chamber showed that 70% of German companies say they're having trouble filling vacancies. Erzcan Mutlu is a Turkish-born Green Party lawmaker for Berlin's state government. He says the debate about both immigration and integration of the more than 4 million Muslims already in Germany has largely sidestepped what he sees as the key issues, including racism and the need for school reform. Many Germans still refer to those of Turkish descent, even if they're third-generation German citizens, as die Türken, the Turks. Mutlu says as great as a change in education and immigration policies is the need for a change in mentality.
I can feel German, I can dream German 24 hours, but as long as the majority does not accept me as one of them, we can't change anything. I'm German citizen for 2 decades already. I took up responsibility for the German society. I'm serving the German people as a parliamentarian, but I'm still the Turkish guy.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.